Saving sinners, and of course, yeah, we all need that. Here to bring you the good news that delivers. They tell me that there's a storm coming this afternoon. And of course, there's a worse storm than that coming. There's the day of judgment, the day when we shall all, every one of us, stand before the throne of God. And of course, we need to be ready, we need to be prepared for that time, for that day. The Bible calls it the day of God's wrath, the day of God. Other terms are used, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He speaks about the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man that builds his house on the rock, and the foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And of course, with the ensuing storm comes the day of judgment, and the storm beats upon both houses. The one stands and the other doesn't. And of course, the one that's built on the rock is the one that stands, and the one that's built on sand doesn't stand. The man, of course, who builds his house on the sand is the man, or the woman, rather, who builds his life, you know, the foundation of their life, built on, I don't know, maybe the philosophies of men, the Darwinian theory of evolution, you know, the delusion that there is no God, that there will not be a storm the day of judgment. And then there are some people who found their life, foundation of their lives is built on a religious sand. The nonsense of the false religion, whether it be Mecca's variety or Rome's variety, or maybe some of the cults and sects, you know, man made or man invented religion. The world's full of them, thousands of them. But of course, it's only the one who is founded, built on the rock, solid rock, that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the good news, and that's the only good news that we have for you here today in Kalil this morning. Jesus Christ and Him crucified for sinners. He lived, He loved, He died, He was buried, and of course rose again from the dead. And there are all those who put their trust, their full confidence in Him, in Jesus Christ, and what He has done, what He has accomplished, receive salvation. The entirety of the Bible, Word of God, from which we are coming here this morning, be assured, I hold before you in my hand here this morning a copy of the Bible, the written Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. This is our foundation. This is the solid rock for which a man or woman need to place themselves upon, you know, to trust in the solid rock, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The promise of God, that's what the Bible is. It's a promise of salvation for all those who will trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. And that salvation, of course, that promise of God has been sealed and delivered in the death and resurrection of His Son Jesus Christ. So we can, with confidence, full confidence, with faith that is, put our trust, our hope in for the future, and of course, especially so for that day of the Lord, the day of God's wrath, the day when God judges sinners, all mankind. We can look forward to that day with joy and with confidence through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That day is coming. That day is looming large. That day is coming soon. I believe from the Bible we can discern the times, and we can know, we can understand that that time is near. The time that is of the coming of the Lord. The time when God will judge all men. So, you need to be ready. You need to be prepared for that day. You need to be found trusting in Jesus Christ. Your foundation needs to be upon the rock. Jesus Christ Himself is the rock. He is the one upon whom you must be found standing, trusting Him in that day when He comes to judge the world, all mankind, in righteousness, in a perfect righteousness. But here's the problem. Here's the problem, men don't trust in Jesus Christ. They don't see their need for Jesus Christ. They don't see themselves as sinners. They see themselves by and large as being okay, I'm a good person, they say. No panic, no sweat, no worry, everything's okay. When you're dead, that's the end of it. Well, that's not what God says. God tells us in His Word that we are all of us, we are conceived in sin, born in sin, live and die in sin, and of course go to a lost eternity. Death is not the end. Death is not the finish. On the contrary, God's Word, the Bible, God tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die. Yes, that's inevitable. That comes to us all. It trolls us, it stalks us all through our life. No matter what we do, that thought's always there. You're going to die one day. Of course, we try to shelve it. You know, we try to push it to the back of our mind. But it's there. And of course, it spoils every aspect of our life, because it's all you've got to look forward to. It's death, physical death, that is. That is, of course, unless that is you've been born again, unless that is you've got trust, you've got hope in Jesus Christ and God's Son. But that's the problem, that's the issue, says God. We are conceived in sin, we are born in sin, and we live in it. We live with evil hearts of unbelief. We don't believe that which we know in our hearts to be true, that there is a God. There's not a man, woman, or child born into this world that does not know that God is. Some people come to me, you know, with arguments. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that there is a God. Well, I'm not willing to have that discussion with you, because you know that God is. You know that God is. It's stamped innately on your innermost being. You know that you're an accountable creature, morally accountable creature. You know that because you have a conscience within you, God's agent placed within you that tells you when you do wrong and tells you when you do right. A testimony to the very existence of God, and to the fact that you will one day give a moral account to God. Jesus says, give account even for every idle word that you've spoken. So a day of judgment, a day of God's wrath, a day when God will visit judgment upon mankind, inevitable death is a certainty, and judgment is inevitable. It is appointed, divinely appointed, unto man once to die. After that, the Bible says, then comes the judgment, the day of accountability. But of course now, even now in this world, men of course don't have that rock foundation, faith that is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Their hopes and their lives, their dreams are resting upon sand, albeit religious sand, on the philosophies of men, you know, evolutionism. And of course, so often we're left to pick up the wreckage, you know. People are destroyed, they're perishing now. Bible says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Even now, as I'm speaking to you, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold down, that is, suppress the truth of the knowledge of God in unrighteousness, in wickedness. It's not that you don't know that there is a God. You know that there is a God, but you hate Him. You hate Him with every fiber of your being. And that's why you hold down. That's why you suppress the knowledge of God in unrighteousness. You do it in wickedness. You do it in hatred for God. Hatred for God, sir. I said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for proving my point. You hate God. You hate Him with all your being. And one day He's going to judge you. I call upon you, sir, to repent of it. Your hatred of your Maker, your very best good, the one who gives you life and breath, and the one who holds your very next breath in the palm of His hand, His to give and His to take away. And one day He'll take it away, and you'll be left standing before the judge. But God is judging men and women now in this world. Bible says that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. But men and women are perishing now, perishing in their sins, broken in their mind, broken in their body. Why? Well, because of the way that they're living. Godless life. Hearts. Evil hearts of unbelief, and of course, well, that lead to all kinds of sin and more sin as time goes on. As a result of your rejection of God and the rejection of His salvation, His Son Jesus Christ, you say, no, I'm fine, I'm okay, I don't need God, I don't need His salvation. So God, in effect, He says, okay, I'll give you what you want. I'll give you more sin. I'll give you more of your unbelief. I'll give you more sin. He punishes sin with sin. And He gives men and women over to reprobate minds to do those things that are not fitting for men and women to do. To do things that not even animals would do. Unnatural things. Hence, of course, the proliferation of sodomy and lesbianism, fornicating, and of course now your transgenderism. Unnatural, says God. Things that are not natural. He gives you over to do these things in judgment. Judgment is upon you even now. In your modern culture, society. All these things are from God, giving you over to strong delusions, and to do those things that are unnatural, to do those things that are not fitting for human beings to do. That's where it comes from. It's the result of God's judgment upon you because of your rejection of God, of the very concept of God, and your rejection of the gospel, the very means that God has appointed that you might be delivered from His judgment, because it's God Himself that you need saving from. When I pose the question to you, I ask you, are you saved? you might well ask the question, and a good question too. You might ask the question, what do I need, or who do I need saving from? You need saving from God. His wrath is all over you like a rash, Carlisle. God, you need saving from. It's Him that you've offended. You've offended His love. You've offended His law. You've offended God, your Maker. It's Him that you need saving from. His wrath is upon you. And there's only one person. There's only one means by which you can be delivered from the wrath of God now, presently, and the wrath of God to come. Jesus Christ, who came into the world. Jesus Christ, who came into the world, the Bible says, to save sinners, to rescue them. Rescue them from God. Rescue them from the wrath of God. How? By His living that blameless, that spotless life, and by dying upon that cross, and taking and enduring the suffering, and of course, bearing the curse of God upon Himself, the curse and the wrath of God He bore, abandoned, forsaken upon that cross, in order that a sinner like you, in that day, the day of God's wrath, the day of God, when He holds you accountable, that you might escape the wrath to come, the judgment of God. So the answer to the question, what do I need saving from? Well, the answer is God Himself. He's angry with you every day, wicked sinners of Carlisle. Angry with you every day. But I'm here with the good news that you can be saved from such. Delivered. Good morning, madam. How are you?
I believe in the Bible. It's all written down, so you're
wasting.
It is all written down in the Bible, so you're wasting your breath.
No, I'm not, madam.
Stop making so much noise.
No, madam. I don't believe you believe the Bible that you've got, madam. By the way you're talking, at least, anyway. Does Jesus not say, go into all the world and preach the gospel? Is that not in your Bible? Is that not in your Bible?
What?
Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yes, but turn it down. Nobody's listening to you because they can't hear it. It's a bit of gavel up when you get to the outside.
Madam, you're one of these kind of Christians that I meet very often. Opposition to the preaching of the good news of the gospel. There is a delight, I tell you, to those who have been found by the Savior, by those whom He has come to and delivered them from the coming wrath of God, from the judgment of God. Oh, they come to me and they are delighted when they hear the preaching of the gospel on the streets of our towns and cities. But we have so many. We have so many of those. They tell us that they're Christians. They tell us that they believe in Jesus. But yet, they don't like the preaching of the gospel. But this is the very thing that Jesus has bidden us to do. Go ye into all the world, He says, and preach the gospel. To all creatures, He says. And here you are, creatures of Carlisle, perishing in your sin, facing the day of God's wrath, the storm of His judgment coming. And we are here. We are here with the good news. We are here to tell you how you can be rescued, how you can be delivered, and how you can face that day when it comes. You can face it with confidence, knowing that because you're in Christ Jesus, trusting in Him, that is, knowing that there's no condemnation, no wrath for you, because whosoever believes in Jesus, truly believes in Jesus, there's no condemnation for men, because He's taken it all away. That's what Jesus came for. Not to make you healthy, not to make you wealthy, not to make you prosperous. He came to save. He came to deliver us from the coming storm of God's judgment, the day of God's wrath. He came to deliver us from that, from sin, from death, and hell. Sin, my friends, it points to us all. We are conceived in sin. We're born in sin. We live in sin. And the majority of the human race die in sin and go to a lost eternity and face the judgment of Almighty God. But we don't want that for you. Our desire, our hope, our prayer for you, Kamayo, is that in hearing the gospel, in being warned to flee from the wrath to come, that you might hear, that you might take heed, that you might listen, and that God would grant to you repentance unto himself and faith towards his Son, Jesus Christ, in order that you might be saved, delivered from the wrath to come. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God's command to you with an assurance of salvation to all who truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation, my friend, salvation, rescue, that's what Jesus came for, to rescue you from a certain, a specific, and a known danger, your sin in which you were conceived, that's in your nature, that's in your DNA, that's in the very fabric of your being, your sin, my friend, for which you will give account to God in that day, in the day of God, in the day of his wrath, in the day of judgment. Give account for it. Oh, the sin of your nature and all the conduct, all the evil practices, all the wicked practice that comes out of your sinful nature. You see, my friend, it's much, much more than being religious that's needed. Much, much more than just attending a church, saying bitty prayers. No, says Jesus, your very nature needs to be changed. You must be born again, he says, except a man be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God, cannot enter the kingdom of God. Must be born again. Very nature must be changed. Your innermost being must be transformed by the power of God's saving grace. Pray God give you such even today. Awaken you to the reality of your sin, your danger, and the wrath that's upon you now, and to come upon you in that day when God judges you in the day of his wrath. Must be born again. Conceived in sin, living in sin, all your days contrary to God, ungodly, unholy, unrighteous, far from God, alienated from God because of your iniquity, far away, far, far away, an eternity away from the God who so loved the world, a world of sinners, so loved this creation and the humanity that's part of this creation, that those out of it who are born again of the sovereign Spirit of God, who are born again of the Spirit of God, given grace, given repentance, given faith towards the Son of God, that in believing, only in believing, that they might be saved. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life through the Son of God, who died that you might live, who died that sinners might live, who died on that cross, bore the suffering, endured the curse to redeem those under the curse of God, that is, to lift it from off of them, and to bear, to endure the wrath of God upon himself. He that knew no sin made sin for those who trust in him, and reckoned righteous in the eyes of God. How does a man get right with God? That's the question, is it not? That's the most important one of them all. How does a woman get right with God? Not right with God. Alienated from God as a result of your iniquity. But the Bible says, poses that very question. How can a man be just with God? Through faith in the Son of God, the Bible tells us. Not by your religiosity, not by your doing, not by your works. You have no works. There's none good, says God, and there's none that does good. None righteous, no, not one, says God. No, not by the works of your hand, not by the doing of the law, says God, shall anyone ever be justified before God. Need justifying, my friends, because we're not just, we're not right. We need putting right, and we can only be put right through faith in the Son of God. He has done the necessary work. There's no work for us to do. There's nothing we can do to rectify ourselves. No, the work has been done. The Son of God has done the work. He, in going to the cross, living, dying, and rising again from the dead, in order that sinners, through faith in him, might be justified before God. That's the only way. The coming storm, the day of judgment, the day when God holds you accountable, the day when God will judge you for your sinful nature, for your sinful deeds, all your sinful practices, all brought out. The books of God will be opened in that day, and all shall be revealed. All the shame, all the disgrace, all the dread, all the fear in that day. Oh, very bold in sin today, very arrogant in your unbelief today, full of all kinds of arguments, but not in that day. Nothing to say in that day, my friend. Now I tell you, now is the time, or rather God does. Now is the time, now is the accepted time, a day of God's grace, a day of God's favor, a day when his servants are amongst you, heralding the good news of the gospel, telling you how you might be saved, and that is through faith in the Son of God that loved sinners and gave himself for them, believing, repenting, and believing. Oh, that God would give you repentance towards himself and faith towards his Son Jesus Christ, that you might be saved from your sins, and that you might be saved from its consequences. Sin leads to death every time. It kills us all in the end. It's a dreadful disease. It's the worst disease known to humanity. Sin, it kills everybody in the end. The wages of sin is death. but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, whom I proclaim to you today. So you see, my friend, sin, no, you're not finished with it, not yet. It's still with you, it's still in you, eating at the vitals of your soul, and one day it will take the breath of life out of you. You will die physically, and then you'll stand before God in that day and give account. You'll be judged by God. And then you will be cast into eternity, either the eternity of God's love, or either the eternity of the devil's hell, something to be saved from. Sin and death and hell, coming the day of God's judgment, the day of accountability, the day of his wrath. And so I bid you, as my Savior, my lovely Savior does, the lovely, lovely Lord Jesus does, repent ye and believe the gospel, he says. Why? For the kingdom of God is at hand. Can't hear your head. Can't hear your head. Can't hear your head. Clock, clock, clock. No, no, my friend. Now is the time, now is the day, today. If you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as any of them in the past unto today. Rather yield yourself, rather seek him while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, he will show mercy, abundantly pardon. There's forgiveness with God, there's a way back to God from the dark, dark, dark path of sin. I am the way, says Jesus, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. None other name under heaven whereby we must be saved from God, from the judgment of God, the day of wrath, the coming storm. And I'm not talking about the wind and rain. I'm talking about the wrath of God. Save, salvation, rescue. The hand of God through his Son Jesus Christ, sent into the world to rescue sinners like you, Carlisle, that you might be loved of God, know the love of God, experience the love of God, be reborn, remade, created anew, a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's all that matters, all that counts with God, not your religion, not your good deeds, not your respectability. A new creation. That's what God requires. That you be born again. Because except you're born again, you'll never see the kingdom of God. Be inside of it. Never experience it. And never know the forgiveness, the mercy, the kindness, the love of God in Jesus Christ. That is declared to you here today, all set before you. Sinner, come on, come all, come unto me, says Jesus. Come on the authority of his word, come unto me, and I will give you rest for your soul. Peace with God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. Come today, Carlisle. Come, sinners, come one, come all. Come to Jesus. There's yet room. The friend of sinners, Jesus Christ, stepped down into this world took our flesh, our nature, suffered, died, rose again from the dead, in order that sinners might be saved and delivered from their sin, from its consequences, from the day of God's wrath, that day when God visits you for your sins, brings you to judgment. That day is coming. Be alarmed. Be concerned. Enough that is to inquire, to call on the name of the Lord, in order that you might be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ that is, shall be saved. Not disappointed, not ashamed, but saved. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. By the grace, kindness, mercy, love of God in Jesus Christ, for sinners, not a sinner, not for you. But if you're not a sinner, then you'll never die. That's the only way you'll ever prove you're not a sinner, by not dying. But everybody is appointed unto man, all men, all women, all children, appointed unto man once to die, because we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Fallen short. Sin. Missed the target. Sin. Against God. Against your Maker. Against His love and against His law. But God, in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, larger than you, a sinner lost, ruined and undone, that you might be saved, delivered from the judgment of God. Come to Jesus today. Repent. Turn, says the Lord. Why will you die? Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Come on, stay. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Like to have the copy of God's written word offered to you freely, will cost no obligation to you. You'd like a copy of God's word, inquire into these things. Search the scriptures. They are they that testify of me, says Jesus. Like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Carlisle, and have mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying souls.